happy to be joined by a guy who was busy last night at Wayne State at the open practice and, of course, another day at training camp, Golden Tate. A new addition for this team that a lot of the fans have been keeping an eye on. You had yourself a night at that big showing under the lights last night.
Yeah, I was just doing my job, trying to perfect these routes and the concepts. And you know, I got lucky to get a few balls thrown to me, and then I kind of did what I do best is, you know, break tackles and just make something happen. So I was just having fun out there.
Perfecting the offense, that's kind of a task for all of you guys in this new playbook. What's it been like learning a new offense at a whole new team with a bunch of new teammates?
It's definitely tough, especially, you know, it's one thing to learn it, you know, in a classroom and then have to have a chance to go think about it and run it on air in all season, but it's a whole different story when you're kind of gassed a little bit. You got to think about, you know, your split, your depths, your conversions, you know, the signals and all that stuff, you know, and figure out how to get off the line of scrimmage. You know, all at one time. So that's been tough the last few days. But, you know, just being repetitive and staying in the playbook, it'll start to come naturally.
When a guy wins a championship in anything and goes to another team, the question is always brought up, what can that guy bring to a team? And you hear the cliche answers sometimes, well, they just bring experience. They know what it takes to win. What do you really bring to a group that hasn't won in virtually forever?
Well, you know, I think it really starts with Coach Caldwell. I think he's did a great job at, you know, coaching us and making us, I think guys are buying into what he's saying and preaching every day. You know, there's no doubt that we're out here working hard. There's no doubt for a decade Detroit's had a lot of talent, just they haven't found ways to win. But, you know, what I'm going to bring to the table, first and foremost, I'm going to bring a mentality that we deserve to win. We should win, you know, based off the way we practice, the way we prepare. You know, we play disciplined football, win the turnover ratio. And secondly, and like you said, what I do best is, you know, I'm going to be a great compliment to Calvin and the other skill players. You know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to catch the balls I'm supposed to catch. I'm going to, you know, run after the catch, and I'm going to get first downs and touchdowns, hopefully. So, and stay on the field healthy, hopefully. But, you know, I'm just going to do whatever I can to help this team win. I believe in us, you know, strongly, and I'm excited for this community to be around winners.
When you talk about that relationship with Calvin, complimenting him, everyone says, by him being who he is, he makes you better. Obviously, that was a key part of why you came here, but how can you make a guy like that even better from being as great as he is?
You know, just doing my job. The coaches have a great plan for me and the rest of the guys on the team. If I just do my job, that's going to be good enough. You know, Calvin, myself, Eric, Joe Fourier, Theo, Joke Bell, Reggie, we don't have to do anything extraordinary. We just need to show up every day, lead by example, do our job. So I'm going to do my job. I'm going to get open, and hopefully I can take some pressure off of Calvin. And when they start, you know, showing me attention, then Calvin's going to bust out for a 150-yard game, 200-yard game with a few touchdowns and a win, of course. And then when they start doubling him, that's going to open it up for, you know, Reggie, myself, Eric Ebron, Joe Fourier, Pettigrew, you know, the young fellas, Fuller, Pat, and all those other guys. So it's hand-in-hand. You know, you can't cover us all. You know, I think we're giving Matt more options. I think Matt's doing a great job at going through his reads, not forcing anything. He's leading by example, learning the offense. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited to see how far we can go.
We're excited at Channel 7 this season. You're going to be joining us as part of our Lions coverage this year, breaking down tape on Sunday night. You're an intelligent guy, good with the media. What are you looking forward to most about doing that?
Oh, I don't really know. This is my first time I've kind of been on a show weekly. I'm excited. You know, we'll see how I do. I start building my resume for the future, life after football. Definitely want to get into broadcasting. So we'll see how I do. Hopefully the Detroit fans in the area of Detroit accept me and enjoy the show and tune in every week. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And, you know, hopefully we're talking about wins more so than anything.
That's what I was going to say, man. It's always easier, and the people always like it if it's after wins.
Absolutely.
Golden Tate, thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.